one of my great PR achievements during my years in Detroit was an hour-long interview on J.P. McCarthy's noontime WJR show up in the dome. And it was about record collecting. And it was, and I had spent my whole life listening to J.P. McCarthy's interview show, because you could pick up WJR easily in Midland. And that was a pretty cool thing. But even more amazing was I was there with Cappy's record mart. He took us on a tour of the record library. And at the time, let's say this is middle 70s, WJR had never gotten rid of a record they had received, even though they were an MOR station. So they had entire runs of things like Sun, record label, and everything. They had like a record collector's wet dream of mint, sleeved, archived, categorized, and organized records. And I never, you know, I didn't know anybody there, and I never could, you know, I tried to find out, what are you ever going to do with these? And now aren't they in a news station today? They haven't been for a while. Yeah. I wonder what happened to all the records. See, that's the stuff that keeps me awake. You know, as a record collector, it's criminal what happens. I was in Kathy's Record Mart once, and some guys came running in the store, and they had like wooden crates of 45s, and these guys were covered with drywall dust. And Kathy knew them, and they were yelling and getting all excited. And one of Barry Gordy's mansions on East Jefferson was being bulldozed. And these guys were like crawling through a basement window in the back of the building and finding like walls of records and trying to get them out. But they didn't get very many out. They were going to die. But I mean, there's, you know, think about Los Angeles and Detroit, both rich musical legacies, and a lot of it's under concrete now.